the only saving grace for this particular beach trip, because it's going to be super relaxing anyway. Like, we're not going to be doing a whole lot except for like laying in the sun and pretending not to get sunburned.
Yeah.
But I, on the way out, we had enough points with our airline, with our credit card and everything, to get first class seats. So
fancy.
It'll be fancy. And I will be, I will be insufferable after doing that, because I'm going to be like, I'm the first class. I'm better than all of you. Like, it's going to be bad.
That's gorgeous. I love that for you.
it's going to be terrible. And then we're almost at enough points to get first class on the way home too. Oh. And I'm like, so I'm going to be doing all the sleeping is what I'm hearing. I'm going to get my little glass of champagne
and my
melatonin, and I'm just going to have a nice little sleep. It's going to be great.
And several times too.
Yes, indeed. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Blair.
And I'm Kirsten, and we are Mediocre Content. And I feel like I need to make a small public service announcement.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Quickly shout out to my mom. If you have spices in your cabinet you have had since my 2020 relic, you might want to throw them out, or if you're like me, you just stuff them into the back of the cabinet and pray you never see them again.
I will provide context for this public service announcement. We were on a stream many moons ago. I don't even remember which
one
it was.
It's a long time ago.
But Chicken Mom was in the chat and she was like, yeah, spices do expire. And we're like, what? They smell fine to me. I don't know why. How do they expire? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, they're just powder, right?
And then meanwhile, Kirsten's cleaning out her spice cabinet today and sends me a picture of her cinnamon from the year 2020.
Yeah, I found many things from the year 2020. And I also want to let you guys know that even though I have things from 2020, prior to the move I'm preparing for now, when we went through our stuff, we actually had things from when we were in college, which was very fun. And if you're curious to know around the time that was, I graduated college in 2016. So it's been a while. But in fairness, it's like, I feel like it's a relic, you know, that spice has been following me through college. It watched me adopt my cats and it's been on a journey, man.
It has not been used, however.
But to our point, the last time we said this, it doesn't really matter because we always have a new cinnamon that also has never been opened because we think we don't have it.
Cinnamon. Yeah. I think when I cleaned out my spice cabinet, we had 3 turmerics.
Oh my God. Why are you eating so much turmeric?
I'm not.
I mean, it's good for you, I guess.
I'm not. It's just like, I assume that I don't have it because we never eat it. And then I end up with 3.
I feel like you should make something with it.
I'm going to make some like anti-inflammatory something or other because that's what it's good for.
It's curry time.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I'm glad that we went through it, honestly, but Mom, if you're listening, I did throw away the 4-year-old cinnamon. So,
and that's on growth, everyone.
That's on growth. That's on growth. That's just me in my 30s, y'all.
We learned new information and we're applying that knowledge.
Now, has it sat in my pantry since that podcast? And have I been using it since? Absolutely.
One could not say.
It's just when you move, you just finally like remember, oh my God, I should probably go through some of that crap.
I have things that I have not seen since we moved here.
Recently, and by recently, I mean in the last like 2 to 3 months, I was looking for our mixing machine, like our mixer, and we opened the box. There were all the blender bottles we had and thought that we didn't have, and we repurchased to like have. And I'm like, why were these in the mixer box?
Can I tell you? So they came to move like part of our stuff for the readers.
Yes.
They came to move part of our stuff the other day. And I had told myself when I moved here, oh, like, so my wedding dress doesn't have like a specific bag. I'm going to get a specific bag,
right?
And I'm going to get it dry cleaned and it's going to look beautiful to be preserved for the foreseeable future, blah, 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 whatever. None of that ended up happening. And I witnessed this, one of the movers, no shade to him or anything, get a giant box and just like shove it into the box.
Like a Christmas tree.
And it's fine because like I didn't give any specific instructions.
Sure.
It's gonna be fine. We're gonna get it dry cleaned when we get to Hawaii, knock on wood, hopefully. But like that's the kind of thing that happens when you move, is you forget, you shove things in the back of a closet, and then when you move again and go through all your things, you're like, oh, I haven't seen this in 2 years. That's amazing.
Or if you don't go through all the boxes and you just find all the quote necessities and you're like, the other ones can wait. Then you end up finding it 3 years later and you're like, I really could have used this for the last 3 years.
Yep. Yep.
Brilliant, lovely, so, beautiful.
For those of you who move a lot, this is probably relatable content. For the rest of you, this is what it's like to move. I don't recommend it.
So much. You also just accumulate things for different places you go also that are very specific. So like here, because we're in the Northeast, I have a lot of long sleeves and sweaters and sweat jackets and stuff. But like before that, we lived in Florida. And I had nothing, absolutely nothing, because all you need is like a tank top and vibes in Florida.
No, that's totally true. I will say we live in California, but like, and everyone assumes, like everyone who has come out to visit us are like, oh, well, it's going to be warm. It's California. It's like sunny vibes. It's amazing. No, we live in like the northern part of California where it's cloudy and 65 degrees. So you need like a light jacket every day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like Oregon and Washington kind of weather. Yeah.
The amount of crew necks that I have obtained is,
I love a good crew neck though.
Too many to count. The other thing I will say, which is related, my grandpa was in the Navy, and my dad likes to tell this story where they were stationed in Coronado, which is Southern California, San Diego area, for those who don't know, for like, I think 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And then the Navy decided to move them to Canada.
Oh my God.
Where it's like below freezing a lot of the year. Hockey is the preferred sport. And they had like no clothes.
That would
kill you know,
me.
They just had like shorts and like tank top, like shorts and vibes. And that was it. And then they moved to Canada where you need like a jacket and coats and boots, et cetera.
The absolute range of temperatures and climates that you experience is insane.
And you don't even really have to go that far.
You don't. And that's what's so bizarre. Like from Florida to here is, I think, 18 hours, which So literally you drive 18 hours and you have a completely different climate system going on.
Correct. For Europeans, that means if you go to like from, you know, the UK all the way down to the southern tip of Italy, just so you know.
Just the tip.
I don't know if that's actually true, but that's what I envision in my mind.
It's probably pretty accurate.
It seems reasonable, right?
Yeah. Also, I'm not staring at your chest. There's something black on your chest.
Oh. It's just a piece of lint from
thank God. It looked like a fly or a bug or something. And I was like, she's going to panic if she sees it on her chest.
No panicking. It's fine.
For the reader, I wasn't
for the reader. I was
Anyway, since we're talking about chests, I think it's time to disclaim.
Sure. let's get it off our chest. Okay, moving right along. All right. So we are not experts on anything. Today we're talking about Squishmallows, as you probably inferred from the title. So it's gonna be a fun little time. Don't take any of this too seriously. And with that. Yeah. I think Kirsten can take us into the good news.
I provided you a picture with this one.
You did.
Because she's so cute. You can blow it up if you
is.
Want to.
Oh my God. Okay.
Are they
tell
adorable?
The people. Tell
okay,
the people.
Yes. Yeah. So I named this piece of good news, I Want One, because that's actually what I ended up deciding. I Want One. The San Diego Zoo excitedly welcomed an adorable baby Beards Tapir this month. Bolstering an endangered species that faces multiple challenges in the wild. the female calf and her mother named Luna, so cute.
Great name.
Can now be seen bonding at the zoo's elephant compound, sharing space with the capybaras, which is just so cute.
I would just like to say for the reader, if the tapir is basically an anteater crossed with a capybara. That's what it looks like.
Yes. So, with deer markings.
Yeah. With deer print.
Yeah. Deer print.
It's wearing deer print.
It's wearing the baby deer print. I want some baby deer print. I look adorable. So tapir newborns come into the world with patterns that provide camouflage. Obviously, that's what they're for. And in fact, are often left hidden while their mom forages. Luna, though, has been grooming and nursing the calf, vocalizing toward her and keeping her close at all times, which we love. The zoo does say that the calf is, quote, starting to get the zoomies, which is such a great way to say it, and likes to play with leaves and food, even if she's not eating it. When they do grow into adults, though, tapir's coating will change into a dark solid color with a white chest, chin, and ear fringes. And they play a crucial role in maintaining the biological diversity of tropical forests and are essential seed dispersers with their poo, in case you're curious.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they contribute to that in their ecosystems, specifically in Mexico and Central and South America, by fertilizing pooping on the forest floor. So yeah, that promotes the environment, growth of new plants. They are needed to be protected because of that. They are being hunted for sport in Costa Rica and threatened by, of course, habitat loss and farming, which I think a lot of endangered species are unfortunately facing. And efforts to protect them are underway. There's like a flagship wildlife that encourages specific tourism and things like that, and trying to crack down on logging and things of that nature. But they're so cute. And I really want one.
They're very adorable, I would say.
Love. Mm-hmm. Like the little schnoots. Something less adorable, but just as significant, is bacteria, which is our second piece of good news today. A UK AG tech firm is pioneering bacterial batteries that they hope will allow farmers in the future to collect precise data about soil conditions with computing equipment powered by the soil itself. Designed to be installed and forgotten about, the batteries absorb power through bioelectrochemical processes that occur within the soil microbes, which is just wild.
Yeah.
Collecting these electrons via a cheap array of electrodes, the idea is that the resulting power can be used to run sensors and computers that help farmers monitor moisture content and, of course, other key markers in order to maximize their yield. The firm is called Bacteri, which is like a play on bacteria and battery, sure. Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
And their bacteria-powered batteries build on soil microbial fuel cells, or SMFCs, that were developed in 2019 to power a water filtration system in Brazil. So they're using old technology in a new way. Very nice. Fun. Specifically, Dr. Jacob Zigalowski is how I would say that. Was part of the research team that developed them. And over the last 5 years of research and development, he and his colleagues have improved the design, allowing it to actually stimulate bacterial processes and maximize energy collection. Existing apparatus for collecting soil data has drawbacks, of course, for farmers looking to leverage technology on their farms. Sensors and internet-connected devices require the power, which means either a battery system that you have to recharge, replace, be mindful of, generator, which consumes fuel, solar panels, which isn't viable at certain times of the year. There's like other issues that make these modern things less helpful to the farmers. Not even just out of space and like consciousness of time, but also some of these are very expensive. And so Bacteri's soil power batteries actually just cost about $30, and they come without any maintenance requirements because all the fuel is coming from the soil itself. Dr. Jacob stated, quote, "Farmers are increasingly valuing the importance of data to make informed decisions towards resource-efficient agricultural practices. We're removing the barrier to generating that data by creating the sustainable way to power sensors and making them always on cheap, low maintenance, and low impact," which is beautiful. So anyway, that's your good news for today.
Thank you so much. That was lovely.
So welcome. Less cute than Squishmallows, though.
I would say. Yeah. So for those of you who don't know or just want a nice little definition, Squishmallows are egg-shaped cuddly toys made from super soft stretchy soft material. They were designed by Sunny Cho, who worked for the toy company Kelly Toys. The first official Squishmallows quote-unquote squad or collection was released in 2017 and was made up of 8 different characters, including Cam the cat, Wendy the frog, Fifi the fox, Hans the hedgehog, Piper and Puff the penguins, and Hoot and Holly the owls.
Oh, you know, I've heard a lot of people are looking for a lot of those, like yes, the ones that came through.
Yes.
Like the fans that came through halfway through. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They are fairly tricky to find when they first came out and were only really sold at amusement parks or specialty shops.
Really?
Yeah. So originally they were designed, we'll talk about it, mm-hmm, for amusement parks and for the claw toys.
Okay.
Squishmallows started to become popular during COVID-19 in 2020 when people shared their collections on social media and said that hugging the toys made them feel calm and less anxious.
Oh, that was a tough time.
Quote, while we don't say in our brand statement that we are a mental health pillow, we embrace how they help people, said Gerard Rudkin, the senior vice president of brand and marketing at Jazzwares, which is the company that has taken them over since then.
Yeah. Jazzwares is really popular. Yeah.
Now there are more than 1,000 different Squishmallow designs sold in 50 countries around the world. And the Squishmallow hashtag on TikTok has been viewed more than 5 billion times.
This does not surprise me.
Yes.
They're very popular.
All right. So we're going to talk a little bit of the history of Kelly Toys so we can kind of bridge the gap on what I just said. So the company Kelly Toys was founded in 1986 by Jonathan Kelly with the purpose of creating toys for claw machines. And honestly, Squishmallows are probably the worst for claw machines,
yeah,
in terms of like player benefit.
Yeah.
Because they're round and stretchy. Yeah. So like there's no way you're getting a toy, which is honestly like what the toy companies probably want.
Sure. I mean, but they like make minis, still, I guess, but they're so soft.
I know.
Like, I'm surprised. You know what? And I do still see them in claw machines.
Oh yeah. We just went to like the Santa Cruz Pier or like boardwalk, mm-hmm, and they had a ton of them. They were selling them for the games too.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Okay. But they also did for the claw machines.
That's,
and I was
crazy,
like, I am not trying that.
No, there's no way. Right.
So the majority of the Squishmallow catalog is licensed claw machine and fair toys prior to Squishmallows. So the majority of the catalog of the company, sorry. Mm-hmm. Besides Squishmallows, Kelly Toys is also known for the early 1990s Sonic and Mario plushies.
Oh, cute.
Founder Jonathan Kelly came up with the idea of the toys after a vacation to Japan, and he noticed how attached the masses were to cute and soft plushies. And he took that and created Squishmallows. So it was very much inspired by the cute culture of Japan. I forget what it's actually like the proper term for it, but there's like a,
yeah,
like a cute, cuteness, like style aesthetic.
Love.
Kind of thing in Japan.
Yeah.
Anyway, for many, Squishmallows seem to appear out of nowhere during the pandemic and take over, but they have been around for much longer. They officially debuted in 2017, and like most Kelly Toys stuffies, they began as claw machine prizes and fair prizes. And they stayed this way until Kelly Toys was bought by the company Jazzwares, which is a major toy company. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. After the purchase from Jazzwares, Squishmallows were able to spread to many retailers like Walgreens and Five Below, but they did not reach their peak until the pandemic. In 2019, the toy maker Jazzwares bought Kelly Toys and decided to sell the cuddly toys in more shops. In 2022, Squishmallows won several awards and spread from there. Now featuring apparel, accessories, cosmetics, and more, Squishmallows are now an empire worth several million dollars.
Mm-hmm. Which is insane.
It really is. Although they are mainly toys for children, they became a huge item for college-age students, with thousands of those students amassing huge collections. Just go on TikTok and look at them. It's amazing.
It's so true. Yeah.
The Squishmallow craze is often compared to the Beanie Baby craze of the mid 1990s.
And we have done a pod on that.
We have done a pod. So, where were they sold first? You might be asking. The first ever Squishmallow was sold at Walgreens in 2017. Mm-hmm. It came in three different sizes, the 8-inch, 12-inch, and 16-inch, according to Jonathan Kelly, co-founder and co-president of Kelly Toys.
Love that.
How much do you have to pay for a Squishmallow? Some collectors claim that Cam the Cat cost $15 when it first came out. Now, a 5-inch Cam the Cat costs about $5, while a 16-inch costs about $109.
Bro, who does not want the 16-inch? I have been on the hunt for a lot of the Pokemon in 16-inch. Exactly. Mm-hmm. The only ones I've been able to find are the Gengar and the Pikachu. And I remember mm-hmm. when those came out,
yeah,
they were gone in a matter of mm-hmm. seconds.
Yeah.
Insanity. I paid
yeah.
well over what I should have for the Gengar, but it was totally worth it.
Yeah. It's all about the collecting.
Yeah.
It's very dependent on how rare, and we'll talk yeah. about like rare ones and ones yeah. that, you know, are kind of elusive, if you will. there isn't much of a drastic change in pricing. Because unless it's like a super rare collectible Squishmallow, and that's yeah. where you get the eBay bidding and like all yeah. that stuff. The rarest Squishmallows are super popular and they can cost around $1,399 to $2,000 on eBay.
That's insane.
Isn't it?
That's a little crazy.
This is Beanie Baby level insanity.
Beanie Babies and, from what I hear, Cabbage Patch Kids as well at some oh. point. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
That's my mom point. Really wanted one, I heard.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, there's a in Georgia where my in-laws live, mm-hmm. they have a Cabbage Patch like place you can go to like make your own doll.
That's
it's
crazy.
Like a factory situation.
I think I'm all set.
It's kind of cool. I'm all right.
Anyway.
So you can buy Squishmallows at Kroger, Walmart, Box Lunch, Paper Store, Hot Topic. Basically anywhere. There's also Facebook groups where you can trade. And the people who collect them recommend that you make a list of the ones that you want and seek those out. Because it can be very overwhelming. There's
oh, yeah.
more than like 1,000 different ones.
Yeah.
So now there, I did source some of this information from a blog called CozyRainbow.com.
That sounds so cute.
It seems to have a lot of really cool information. So we're going to go over some of that. And yeah, anyway, there's a lot of fan websites for Squishmallows. There's also the Squishmallow Wiki, which we'll talk about in the second half. So yeah, anyway.
Nice.
So what are the most popular Squishmallows? What do people seek out the most? And typically it is the cows, the axolotls, which, if you don't know what that is, it's like an amphibian creature. It's super cute.
They are very cute.
Look it up. It's so cute. And the cats.
Of course.
Okay.
That's a given, I feel.
Yeah. And they all, like a lot of these characters come in like different versions based on the holiday. Like I know they released a lot of like Halloween versions, a lot of Christmas versions. So, mm-hmm. and those are like more rare than just like your standard ones. So it's pretty yeah. cool. I purchased last year, Costco had a set of Squishmallow ornaments.
Oh.
And they had like a bunch of the characters in little Christmas outfits. And we used some of them for the tree and some of them I sent with people for gifts.
That's cute.
And they were very cute.
Love.
Yeah. Why are Squishmallows so popular? You might be asking.
Sure.
I would say it's because a lot of it is because of TikTok. a lot yeah. of people, you know, sharing this information, seeing other people's collections, you know, yeah. it's like, oh, I want that, you yeah. know, as well, which totally makes sense. But also they're like very huggable. Yeah. The texture is a vibe. You
it
know what I mean?
It is so good. And if you get a really big one,
yeah.
Like, can you imagine just, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Puma just like through that. Anyway, they're just like so like soft to jump in, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Like a Snorlax.
Well, and we use our like 24 inch Grogu baby Yoda mm-hmm. one for yeah. like a pillow on
Why
the couch.
Why not?
Because it's so comfortable. Yeah.
Ugh.
So yeah, it's a vibe. Check it out. Go to Target.
They have so many.
They have so many.
They have good ones at Walgreens. Actually, if the drugstores have a lot of the seasonal ones, and that's mm-hmm. because they always have a seasonal section.
Okay.
So like I know for Easter, our Walgreens and CVS had all of the like specialty spring versions.
That's so
but,
cute.
But like Target might, but they have a lot of like the generic run-of-the-mill
ones. Yeah.
Go to the more like, you know, drugstore type stores if you want some of those seasonal ones, because they've got tons.
Totally agree.
Yeah. Not that I'm a collector, but I do collections. So
don't let her fool you. She has a collection.
I am a stuffy collector for sure. So if I didn't know, then what kind of stuffy friend would I be?
A bad one, obviously.
A terrible one. Yeah. A terrible one.
So like we kind of talked about, Squishmallows come in a variety of sizes, from 2 inches to 24 inches. And the 24 inch is like 2 feet. So they're
massive.
Like big.
Massive. I want it so bad.
Yeah. It's so great. So there's stores on Etsy's that sell them as well. So you, and like eBay, mm-hmm, if you're looking mm-hmm. for specific ones. They also have like keychain versions, which are really cute. If you're into that. And there are, we'll talk about a little bit of the rare ones. They can be hard to find in stores, kind of like what we just touched on. For example, Caden the Valentine cow is selling on Amazon for upwards of $100. It's super rare.
Oh my God.
Railer the Australian Shepherd and Zozo the Bigfoot Squishmallow are also very rare.
So cute.
Yes. Also, Jack the Black Cat was the 500th Squishmallow to ever be made, and they only made 500 of him. Ooh. So if you have one of those, he's limited edition, and you got some money there.
Dang.
So yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. So that's kind of the overview. It's giving viral trend, but it's also like very, it's fun. It's like not a bad thing. People are enjoying it. Not a problem.
I've kind of I know they compare it to Beanie Baby, but instead of Beanie Baby, I kind of compare it to Pokemon, where I don't think it's going to be as like short lived. I think it's going to stand the test of time, because I think new generations are going to continue to love on it and like want more involvement.
Well, and the difference, I think the big difference between Beanie Baby and Squishmallow is like Squishmallow is like a pillow. Almost. Yeah. Like
it's a comfort
item. It's not like, oh, I'm just going to put it on a shelf.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then you can get really cool nets around your room to put them all in.
We have a lot of kids come in where I work to get their tonsils taken out. And we tell them, especially the young ones, like, if you want to bring your favorite like toy, bring your favorite toy, and we'll, you know, you can hold on to that until you get back to the OR. And a lot of them bring Squishmallows, and it's so cute.
Sense.
Like the little ones that they bring, and they're so fun. And it's nice too, because like we can, when they're asleep, you know, we can use them as like a little like pillow in their bed, like when they're waking up, and be like, oh, look at this. Like, it's so cute. I don't know. It adds
perfect
to the experience for them. And I think it's perfect.
That's just one more reason. It's going to stand the test of time. I genuinely think so. Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to take a little break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about the lore of some of the characters.
Ooh. As you may know, we have all suffered from mainstream podcasts and live streams with good, reliable Wi-Fi. This has caused countless views and followers for these influencers and created large communities who engage regularly on their platforms.
If you're tired of having quality sound, video, and overall material for consumption, we've got you covered here at Mediocre Content Podcast.
Introducing Blair's Crappy Wi-Fi.
Have your podcast editor in literal tears each time you try to record. With Blair's Crappy Wi-Fi, that's me, you will have to edit every few moments of absolute silence as Blair is constantly dropping from the call.
You can even use Blair's crappy Wi-Fi on live streams and have your sound echo into the abyss and your video drop, preventing viewers from seeing or hearing you. Because why would they want to?
To purchase Blair's crappy Wi-Fi, you can send your application to mediocrecontentpodcast@gmail.com. Simply stating a time, Blair's crappy Wi-Fi has made your experience listening to podcasts and streams absolutely awesome.
We look forward to hearing from you, and good luck making it through the rest of this pod with, you guessed it,
Blair's crappy Wi-Fi. Obviously, this is a fake ad, even though my Wi-Fi is, in fact, crappy. Feel free to email us all the same, but there's no way I'd be willing to give this crappy Wi-Fi to anyone, not even my worst enemy. Cheers! Welcome back.
Welcome back. We did not have a segue in between these at all.
The amount of talking that we do off recording is just too much.
I just don't, like, okay. So we were talking about different influencing things.
Yeah.
Like makeup or skincare or tanning options. And yeah. I just feel like it's so fun.
It's so fun.
But we may have more of those kind of free range kind of talking opportunities.
We will.
We're not going to say too much, but Blair has had a beautiful brain blossom. And we're experimenting with some things that you guys will maybe get to enjoy next year. So
yeah, we're just going to drop this little Easter egg here. And
if you find it, happy episode 84.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
So moving right along.
Yeah.
Right now. So there's, first of all, for the squish, of course, because Squishmallows are so popular. Right. There's like a whole website, a wiki dedicated to each specific Squishmallow, and it has their lore/personality.
That's a lot of work.
And also similar to the Beanie Babies, if you open their tag, they have a name and like their little like personality and like what they like to do.
Right. Okay. Also a lot of work.
Yes. So there's over 1,000 Squishmallows now, like different ones. And that includes obviously the like same character, but different versions of the character.
Sure.
So anyway, we're going to go over the original 8 Squishmallows, and we're going to go over their personalities and their little bios, as well as the rare is kind of a strong word, but like the different versions of that particular one. And then we're going to talk about the Squishmallows that Kirsten and I have had and like what their bios say on the thing.
So fun.
So. Without further ado, the first one we're going to talk about is Cam the cat. Cameron is the cat's full name, and he is a white Squishmallow with black and brown patches. He is designed to look like a calico cat. And he is actually listed as the first Squishmallow to ever be released by and that is by the collector number. So he is collector number 1.
Very fun.
And he serves as one of the main mascots of the Squishmallow brand.
That's true. If you've ever seen a Squishmallow poster, you've definitely seen Cam the cat.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the original bio in the tag says, if you're looking for a feline friend, Cameron's your cat. He loves to jump in and out of boxes, build forts with his friends Hoot and Windy, and use his skateboard to get around town. Cam also loves going to the beach to take cat naps with his friends, but is always up for adventure. His birthday is December 18th.
Oh my God, we have such a close birthday.
I know.
Aww.
And he wants to take a trip around the world one day for his birthday. But for right now, he is learning sailing as a new hobby.
Okay, sure. Cats in water makes perfect sense.
Totally. a Halloween costume. So there is a version of Cam that was a Halloween version, and the bio in his tag for that version, Cam loves jumping in and out of boxes. This year, he's pretending the boxes are caves. When this cat isn't dressed like a bat, you can find him napping on the beach, building forts, or hanging with friends. Cam is always up for adventure.
So cute.
And in the McDonald's Happy Meal version, his tag says, Cam loves to jump in and out of boxes. Who doesn't? He also enjoys going to the beach with his friends and taking cat naps. Add in some relaxing music for the perfect mix.
Very cute. I didn't even know they made them at McDonald's.
Yes, they have a whole McDonald's set. I think it was just the 8 originals that you could collect from McDonald's.
I see.
So rare versions of Cam include the tie-dye version, the winking version, giraffe Cam, devil Cam, vampire Cam, Santa hat Cam, Christmas sweater, Christmas in general, Valentine's blue hoodie, Monopoly bunny ears, peace sign, visor, red hoodie, Happy Meal, witch bat, purple beanie, and trapper hat, which is like one of the Canadian like winter hats, and pumpkin.
I'm almost certain I had the cat, the Cam the cat Christmas ornament, Christmas version.
That's probably true. Yeah.
I don't know where it is.
Yeah. So anyway, I also have Cam the cat, thanks to Kirsten. She gifted it to me because she didn't want it anymore.
I did not.
And it's cute.
It is very cute sitting back there.
I have the six. Is it the 16-inch one? It probably is. I don't know. Or maybe the 8-inch one.
It could be the 8-inch one. Or maybe the 12. I don't know.
I don't know. Whatever.
Anyway. He's very happy back there.
Yeah. Chilling next to Stitch. All right. Wendy the Frog. Wendy's birthday is May 10th, meaning her squish scope sign is a Taurus.
I mean, Cam is a Sagittarius, so that's fun.
You can always find her out on the basketball court. She won the MVP award last year.
Okay.
Or in the science lab, since chemistry is her favorite subject. She wants to be, I feel like that's a very dangerous place for a frog not to be.
I would agree.
She wants to be a famous scientist when she grows up and likes to paint pictures of her inventions. She's an all-around green gal. She's also very eco-friendly, always doing her part to clean up her community. Her favorite food is sushi, especially the avocado rolls. And one of her other favorite hobbies includes gardening with her family.
Aww.
Rare versions of her are Wendy the Frog with the red eyes, floral belly, Wendy, anime eyes, Wendy, tie-dye, gray Wendy, and Happy Meal and scarf.
Jeez. Anime eyes. I'm gonna look that one up.
You should. It's really cute.
Wendy anime eyes.
All right, our next one is Fifi the Fox. Fifi is your girl if you like to go on adventures. She's traveled to the Arctic, to the mountains, and is ready to go on her next trip with you. What?
It's very cute.
It's so cute. She was born October 6th. Fifi has a vibrant personality and is quite the little firecracker. She channels her energy through yoga flows and is working on getting her yoga teacher certificate. Her original tag says, Fifi is your girl if you like to go on adventures. Oh, wait, I already read that. Okay.
The firefighter Fifi tag
says, Fifi the fire chief. Fifi's love for adventures has grown even more since becoming the fire chief. Whether they are putting out fires, rescuing cats from trees, or responding to other emergencies, Fifi and her crew work hard to keep their communities safe.
Fifi is adorable and I would not mind having her. Oh my
I agree.
Goodness.
Look up Pear Fifi. She's my favorite.
Oh, I saw it.
Oh, you saw it. Okay, good.
She looks so tropical.
Yes. There are many versions of Fifi. There's a Valentine's Day one, a holiday one, Hero Fifi, which is her in her firefighter outfit. Sleeping Fifi, Pear Fifi, which is my favorite, tie-dye Fifi, New York Toy Fair Fifi, green scarf, flower crown, headband, pumpkin, and Happy Meal.
Nice.
I would also just like to caveat, there's also different types of squishmallows. Some of them are like bigger and I'm just doing the classic like round ones, but there's ones that are like huggable where they have like arms, and there's ones that are like cushions that are more flat. I don't, Anyway, we're just doing the traditional like round versions.
Fair enough. That,
just so you guys know. Hans the Hedgehog is our next one. He, his tag says, Hans has seen every movie ever and loves to eat pudding, especially with sprinkles. Actually, when it comes to food, he's willing to try whatever someone puts in on his plate, probably because he's so open to change and adventure. He visits his family in Europe every summer, where they like to go to museums and explore new countries. Last year, on his birthday, August 6th, his family surprised him with a special trip to the Alps. There's also a golden Hans, which is a rare one. And that tag says Hans has a heart of gold and he can't wait to share it with you. Whether he's enjoying some movie magic or cooking up something new in the kitchen, he's ready for a new adventure. He is thankful for all of his friends, and his friendship is one milestone he can't wait to celebrate. Rare versions of him also include tie-dye Happy Meal, and he is a backpack as well.
Very cute.
Okay. The next one's Piper the Penguin. She is a pink penguin. And there are two versions of her tag. The first one is, are you ready to meet Piper Piper? Piper is the queen of ice skating and known for her fun dance moves and outrageous outfits. She especially likes to dress up for her birthday on December 15th. She flies down to down the hills on her fluffy belly and holds the world record for creating the best igloo in all of the world.
Aww.
If she's not playing in the snow, you can find her having cocoa with her best friend Puff, scoping out her new books to read in the local library. She's incredibly wise and intuitive and always the first to come up with new ideas in class.
So cute.
Rare versions of her include Pineapple and Mystery.
The pineapple is very cute.
It is very cute. All right, so then Puff is the blue penguin.
Magic dragon.
He has been released with several different bios as well. The original one is, it's time to meet Puff, the tech fanatic penguin. He is the internet's number one fan and is always searching for the newest thing. He's also into robotics and has the most fun when he's either building or coding. Born November 5th, Puff loves extra marshmallows in his cocoa and sharing smiles with his friends. He can be a bit silly sometimes, but he's great at keeping secrets. Rare versions include tie-dye Santa hat and Puff Fuzz, which is Puff with just longer hair.
I like that. Puff Fuzz.
All right. There are two owls, and that will conclude the top eight. All right. So Hoot the Owl, he's the gray owl. And he has his sister is Holly, which we'll talk about in a minute. They are complete opposites, and he quite likes to read and study sometimes in his tree fort with his friend Cam, but Hoot is also secretly a wonderful singer, but only when he thinks no one is watching. Catch Hoot and his hootyful voice on the in the shower, and you'll understand what we mean.
Hootyful.
I know, right?
I hate that.
When he grows up, he wants to be a doctor, as he loves to help others feel better. He is quite the handy owl and is working his way to complete his owl of honor with the Owl Scouts.
There's too many owls in that sentence.
I agree.
There's a lot going on.
Rare versions of Hoot would be Dr. Hoot and the tie-dye version.
They definitely had a play on words, in my opinion. But they, yes. I don't know if Dr. Who was part of that, but I would definitely associate it.
I think so. So Holly, she is the incredibly outgoing owl. She's bright purple, which makes her the belle of the ball, according to her tag. She loves to dance, make new friends, and shop. Holly likes to bake cakes with her favorite color. You guessed it, purple.
Mm.
Holly, she's a purple girly.
Yeah.
Holly is also an identical twin and shares a birthday on March 22nd with her brother Hoot. Even though they are very different, they love every minute spent together. Holly admires Hoot's love for math and science, and he loves her creativity. He can't wait to see her live her lifelong dream of performing on Broadway one day in the future.
Okay, Holly.
Her Halloween tag says every year Holly has a Halloween party. There is apple cider tasting, a costume contest, and even pumpkin carving. With so much to do, it's now a wonder Holly chose a costume with eight legs. She comes as a spider.
That's kind of weird.
there are rare versions of her, one of which is a witch, one is a mummy, skeleton, Halloween, generic, spider, flowers, and bucket hat.
Very cute.
Yeah. So now we come to the segment of the show where we talk about the squishmallows that we have. And we will read what the wiki has to say about that.
Cute.
So we already know Cam the cat.
Yeah.
I have that one. I also have a mini Alexi the cow, which is a purple cow that I got at a, like, from playing one of the like arcade games at the boardwalk.
So, ironic anyway. That we just talked about.
I know.
We could barely
I know. It wasn't the claw game though. It was different. Yeah. They had it as like one of the prizes for a different game. And it seems as though the wiki does not have any lore for, oh wait, yes, we do. Hold on. Okay. Meet Alexi. He's anything but a morning mallow. He loves lazy mornings and sleeping in, but he makes exceptions. Have an early morning project you need help with? He'll be the first to lend a helping hand. He just needs a hot cup of coffee and a warm pastry first.
Nice.
Yeah. He comes in a devil version as well for Halloween.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's kind of creepy.
I know.
Devil cow.
I also, right?
Okay.
I also have Malcolm the Mushroom.
It's like we moved away from animals.
I know. So he has a pretty short bio. It is, have you ever met a soccer playing mushroom? Malcolm is the one for you. He's okay. A goalie on his team and they've won a championship 3 years in a row.
Okay.
So I guess he's a good goalie. I don't know.
Sure.
There is a version of him for Valentine's Day that has like Valentine's hearts on his head.
Oh, that's
and
cute.
There's a one where he has a scarf on, and then one where he has flowers instead of spots.
Okay.
Jinx just knocked all the papers off my desk.
You don't need these, do you?
They're in the trash now.
You know what? He did you a favor. You don't need any of that.
Oh, I need it.
He's just cleaning up behind you. That's okay. I'm listening to what you're saying, but there's also a child standing out in the pouring rain and the upcoming hail and like lightning that's coming. And it looked like he was like signaling with some kind of light. Nah, he can go inside. He's just in the rain doing
for funsies.
Oh, right. Yeah. I was like, okay, well, at least he's fine. Okay, anyway.
Children.
The
final variation of Malcolm is a bat version for Halloween.
It's freaking bats.
It's so cute. Okay. All right. I also have a Grogu, a giant Grogu, squishmallow that is not included in the lore because it's a collaboration with Star Wars. Right. And I did get it from Costco and I love it so much.
That is magical, honestly.
Kirsten has King the Stingray.
I do.
And the bio reads, grab some quarters and get ready for today. King is trying to beat his high score in pinball ever since his first game. King has been obsessed with getting the highest score ever. Do you ever get the end of the ball bonus?
So I unexpectedly got a gamer ray is you what did. I got, which is that very is topical.
Good job.
Thank you.
And then I also had, I did have at one time a giant dragon squishmallow, nice. But the cats did in fact destroy it.
Love that.
Which is fine. I had Drew the dragon, which Aww. Is the mint colored dragon. And Drew is a confident little creature who has a passion for baseball when he's not playing the fantasy league. He likes going on magical adventures to new stadiums. Drew's creative mind loves learning new languages and hopes to one day become an airplane engineer so he can travel to all the enchanted stadiums.
Don't dragons have wings?
They do. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, not saying anything, just
right
pointing out features.
I understand. So yeah, those are the Squishmallows that we have.
I have all the Pokemon ones too, which also don't have any lore. So that's not like they. Yeah. I don't have the newer ones. Like I don't have Meryl. I missed out on Dragonite, which made me sad, and I don't have a Teddy Ursa. But I have all the other ones.
Also, I think Hello Kitty did a collaboration.
Probably.
Yeah. I also really enjoy the boba Squishmallows. I see them every single time we go to Costco, and I beg Chris to let me get one. And he's always like, no, we don't need it. And I'm like, you're probably right.
And suddenly I have all the boba teas coming your way.
And that's why we're friends.
And suddenly I know what to get you for your birthday.
There is also, I noticed in my research, there is a Squishmallow named Blair.
Oh, yeah.
And
so
she
cute.
Is a cat. And she's blue and gray and white. And this is her bio. Blair is an outgoing cat who expresses her creativity through makeup. She loves all things beauty and dreams of becoming a cosmetologist. She's the perfect friend to call when you have a big event to attend, and she'll help you with your look to look your most beautiful.
That is literally so cute.
I love it so much. I'm obsessed with her. And I looked for one named Kirsten, but they don't have one that has the same spelling as you, so
go figure.
We'll wait. They have many. they're gonna run out of names eventually.
Eventually, yes, they're gonna have to circle back. Do you know there's a boba cat one?
Say
it's
yes.
pink.
Oh my god.
Yeah, there's a That's boba. Amazing. Yeah, she's pink and she has a little straw on top of her head.
So can I tell you that I am a collector of Disney pens. And I have a Marie pin that is pink boba, and it's so cute. I'm also recently obsessed with the Disney Munchling collections. Have you seen those where it's like Disney characters but in like snacks, like little snack plushies? They're so cute, and the pins are so cute too, so I have a bunch of those.
Oh, I love that.
I don't have any of the plushies because I couldn't bring myself to pull the trigger because I bought so many pins of them, and they're just so adorable, and I'm obsessed.
We need to do an episode on like Disney or something at some point.
We've done like Disney parks, I think.
Yeah, but did we do the history of Disney though, or did we do a mixture?
It was the beginning, because I remember making a graphic of like the castle and everything.
Aristocats was my jam. That was my movie. Oh, it was so good. I was also into the Tsum Tsum figures for a while, the little vinyl ones that look like little big old beans or whatever. I don't know. Yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I liked those too. Mostly because they reminded me of Mighty Beans, which if you were part of the 90s, you might know. It was like the wiggle jiggle guys that never fall down, but these would actually move because of the weights in them. My brother liked them. Shout out to Chris and your Mighty Beans.
Indeed.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I certainly love Squishmallows. Blair certainly loves Squishmallows. And I'm sure some of you like Squishmallows.
If you have like massive collections of Squishmallows, please send us pics. We want to see it.
We would love to see it. And also highlight your favorites, because I'd love to know like maybe what the next buy is. I'm a Pokemon girly, but you know, if it's cool enough, I might get it. I don't know. You can send all of that to our email at mediocrecontentpodcast@gmail.com. You can also send it to us via Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube at the exact same handle. Right now, Twitch is on hiatus. We're just going to keep saying it for those who don't, you know, haven't heard, don't know what's going on. We're moving and that's stressful. Therefore, no streaming. Anyway, don't forget to rate us 5 stars wherever you listen to podcasts. We genuinely appreciate it. And we'll see you guys next week.
This has been Mediocre Content.
Thanks so much for listening. Cheers!
Cheers!